Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Veronica Petrucci is someone that many of you may know. She's part of the group Angela and Veronica, but she's also working on her brand new solo project as well. She's here to talk to us not only about her love of music, but the ministry of music she's been able to share. There's also a brand new single we're going to be sharing here on our program called Women of Faith. That's coming up here in just a moment. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation with Veronica because I think it really shows how we can be used no matter where we are in our lives. Sometimes we put stipulations on what we're able to accomplish. For one thing, Veronica's been able to do is be able to walk in her gifts and make sure that her gifts are able to inspire others, and that's exactly what we've been able to see. Veronica, thank you so much for being with us today on Conversations Live. Hello, Veronica, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to be having a slight technical issue there with bringing Veronica in. We're going to work on that here in a moment. Here is her single, Women of Faith. We'll be right back with our conversation with Veronica Petrucci. Make sure you stay with us.
Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus."
Don't be afraid.
Monica Petrucci with Women of Faith here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Veronica is joining us live this afternoon. Veronica, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
I'm
glad
happy
to have
to be
with
you all.
Hey, glad to have you on with us. Now, I mentioned to our listeners before we went, you know, before we were able to listen to the single there, Women of Faith, that some have gotten to know you as a part of Angela and Veronica. But, of course, you know, you have a brand new solo project that's coming out as well, Made It Out Alive. We're going to be talking about that here in a moment. But what has it been like for you, Veronica, to be a woman of faith yourself and to be being used the way that you are to carry this empowering message and also to uplift people's spirits the way you've been able to?
Amen. Yeah, well, I mean, it's an honor and a privilege to serve God. And when you really are able to find your calling and to find your anointing, I think that brings so much fulfillment in life because it sort of starts to make sense why you've been through all that you've been through. You know, for me, it's like I know I've been through all that I've been through to help somebody else. And that, in particular, is women. You know what I'm saying? I mean, men as well, but I just have a real special heart for women. So so it's a blessing.
So take us back then, Veronica. When did you recognize this gift? Because in that song, of course, you talk about these powerful women. Of course, today we have these contemporary examples like yourself, individuals who are being able to, you know, inspire other people and lift other people and let them know what's possible. When did you realize the possibilities in your own life and what God had in store for you?
Oh, my gosh. It hasn't been as long as I would like it to be. I feel like I grew up not knowing who I was for such a long time. And it wasn't until, I don't want to even say after I was saved. It was really after I really got revelation of the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that can be a mirror in your life to show you who you are in Christ.
Right.
And that's what I so desperately need to know as a young woman, as a Christian. And that's what changed my life completely, is knowing who I was in Christ. So that changed it all for me.
Do you think that because you've gotten to that point, that is what enables you to be able to speak so boldly, knowing that God has your back? Do you think that is what, you know, what gives you that strength and empowers you as you're able to move forward, not only in your own life, but also to inspire others too?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things that gives me boldness. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. So, again, when you realize who you are in God, you know, that we are righteous, that we are blessed, that we are favored, and that's when you can be bold, you know, because that what the Word of God does is drive out that spirit of fear.
Yeah,
you know, and that's something else that I also struggled with most of my life was a spirit of fear. So, but I firmly believe that, you know, the scripture says God did not give us that spirit of fear. That spirit does not come from God, and we can drive it out. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's a spirit, then we can drive it out because we have power. You know what I'm saying? Over all demonic forces. So, I mean, that has been huge for me, and that's huge for anybody, because if you want to fulfill the destiny, you know what I'm saying? If you want to fulfill God's destiny on your life and God's calling on your life, you have to do it by faith and with no fear.
Exactly. Exactly. Veronica Petrucci, everyone, is our guest. You heard at the beginning of the program her new single, Women of Faith. You know, Veronica, I mentioned, of course, you know, you, along with your husband, have been able to garner not only quite a bit of buzz in the music industry, but awards as well. Was it easy for you as you started prepping for the solo project, Made It Out Alive? I mean, talk to us about that, because it's sometimes to know that you have someone either on your left or your right kind of adds to the comfort level. Did you find that this was a new adventure, a new chapter of faith for you as you started working on this project?
Yes, I think, you know, whatever God is going to give you to do in your life, I think it's going to require faith. I mean, it's just, I don't think there's any way around it.
So, yeah, I mean, it was exciting, you know, but scary at the same time because as a solo artist, you know, you're out there by yourself all of a sudden,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas you were in a group, you know, so you kind of had somebody to lean on.
Right.
But now it's like I don't have that, you know. I'm out there, you know, by myself. But at the same time, it's exciting because, again, I'm able to share my personal testimony and my story, you know.
Right.
So that's what's exciting.
Yeah. I'm curious as to the effects of this. None of us know when we're stepping into, you know, the ministry that God has for us. None of us know what the end will be. But when you see the way people have responded to the music, Veronica, when you see the way lives have literally been changed just through the message, talk to us about what that does for you. I mean, to know that you are not only being obedient, but you are also part of someone else's journey in their own spiritual walk. What has that been like for you?
Well, first of all, I receive that in Jesus' name. that life will be changed through this music, because that's exactly what I wanted to do. The Bible says we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And that is what God is calling me to do in this season, is to share my story and give my testimony. So, and that's what I want to give hope to women. You know what I'm saying? That they can overcome fear, that they can overcome depression, that they don't have to live a life of anxiety and thoughts of suicide. And you know what I'm saying? That God has a plan and a purpose for them, that they don't have to go through life feeling bad about themselves, that they don't have to go through life with low self-esteem and low self-worth, that they can know who they are in Christ and fulfill the purpose of God on their life.
Exactly. I think that is such a wonderful thing. Again, Veronica Petrucci, everyone, she's our guest. We're talking to her not only about her new single, Women of Faith, that you heard here, but also this journey of faith that she's been on it with her husband, with Angelo and Veronica, now working on this powerful new solo project with some very inspiring individuals on it as well. You know, we are in this holiday season now officially, Veronica, and I appreciate you being a part of that. Starting December 1st, our new radio drop start, and you were gracious enough to do a radio drop for us here, and we really appreciate that. You know, why is it so important? You know, we're in a time where so much is put on things. Do you think that a song like Women of Faith will help us to really remember the season that we say we celebrate and the reason for that season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, I guess the song says it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's not the most wonderful time for everybody, you know?
Right.
I mean, some people, it's like, you know, I mean, it's like it's not the most joyous time for the year for everybody. So
so
getting through this time can be hard. It could be financially. It could be because of, you know, certain memories coming back of the holidays, you know? And you know what I'm saying, it could be a lot of things, you know. But I think that the thing that gets you through, obviously, is the Lord. But having that family, you know, having family, you know, realizing that that's such an important thing, and really investing in that, you know, as hard as that can be sometimes.
Right.
You know, but that's our investment, and that investment is going to last. You know, because that's the only thing that we take. My husband always says this: that's the only thing that we take out of this world, our relationships. You know, so I mean, the things are just things. You know, they're not going anywhere. You know, you can't take anything with you. So,
exactly.
So the thing that we have to remember, you know, is the family, is the friends, is the relationship and the friendships that we make here on earth, and invest in that.
Exactly. Totally agree with you. Again, Veronica Petrucci, everyone, of Angelo and Veronica, but also she is someone who's stepping out on faith each and every day. Her solo project is called Made It Out Alive. Veronica, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that project, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, and, of course, find out more information about it as it nears, okay?
I know. I'd love to.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.
Thank you for that, Bruce. Bruce's cooking segment is coming up during our 8 p.m. hour, so make sure you do listen to Conversations Live at 8 p.m. Eastern for that. We're back now with our final moments with Veronica Petrucci. She is here, of course, talking to us not only about her brand-new single, Women of Faith, but what her journey of faith has been like for her, and, of course, the work that she's been able to do to inspire others as well. So, Veronica, the album is entitled Made It Out Alive. I think a lot of us could relate to that title just by itself.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what it's been like for you to be able to put this together.
It's been awesome. It means it's been a very long time coming, and we've been working on this project a very, very long time, like over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, way too long. But it's been worth the wait. We were able to be honored with special guests such as Shirley Murdoch, Canton Jones, John P. Key, and Fred Hammond. So, and also, I think what will be a part of this album also is a song that I did for a movie called Unconditional. The song is called Hope. It's a duet with Brian Courtney Wilson, and it was produced by Aaron Lindsay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it was
worth the wait.
I was just going to say, you know, with a lineup like that, yeah, I mean, it was definitely worth it. So how can our listeners stay in contact with you, Veronica? I know you recently changed the website. So make sure you let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and find out more information about you.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah.
Yes, I recently went from Veronica Petrucci, and nobody can seem to pronounce or spell my last name. So anyway, we changed it to VeronicaP.com. And so, and I'm also at Veronica P on Twitter, and you can also find me, Veronica Petrucci, on Facebook.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, Veronica, I practiced for 2 days on it.
Exactly.
Because I know
that's
what it's like to have your name just slaughtered. So I wanted to make sure I had it right for our listeners. So when I saw that tweet today, I said, okay, that's easy for our listeners to remember.
I appreciate that. good. I hope it will be easier for people.
So, again, they can go to just VeronicaP.com to be able to stay in contact with Veronica. Again, the album you'll be looking out for, and guys, make sure you write this down, Made It Out Alive is a solo CD. But the single, of course, that we heard here, Women of Faith, is available now as well. So make sure you check it out and be able to support
on
that
iTunes.
Project.
Yes,
exactly.
Women of Faith and No Fear is available on iTunes.
All right, and
those
No Fear.
Those singles. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Veronica, for having No Fear. You know, we talk a lot about the spirit of fear in this program, so I've smiled to myself when you brought that up. So, you know, we appreciate you and the work that you've been able to do. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you, especially when the album comes out. Feel free to come back.
Yes, I would love to. I would love to come back. Thank you so much.
No problem. We're going to hold you to that, Veronica. Again, Veronica Petrucci, everyone. Make sure you visit her website at www.veronicap.com. And then, as she mentions, you can find her on Twitter at Veronica P. And then, of course, on Facebook, you can find her at Veronica Petrucci. We actually tagged her on our Facebook so you can be able to find her there. So that'll make it easier. And also, we did the same thing on Twitter as well, so you can make sure to find her there as well. I want to thank Veronica again for taking out the time for being with us. I want to thank the Artist Company for first bringing Veronica to our attention. So we definitely appreciate them and the great work that they do. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation with Veronica, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Or if you are friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's been posted on both of those places. Just click on that link. You'll be able to go there and actually listen to the podcast and share with your friends using the social buttons there. So again, make sure you do support Veronica Petrucci. Again, her single is available on iTunes right now, so make sure you do check it out. Women of Faith is the title. And also, for those who are not listening to us on the radio dial and listen to us online, make sure you do ask your radio stations to play that single as well. Again, Women of Faith is the title. That's going to do it for us for this program. I will be back for you guys for our full hour at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.